today's praise and worship team. We are so glad to be here today, and we are so glad to praise the Lord with you. Even though we are not professional singers, I believe our Lord will accept our praise happily. And so before we begin, I'd like to start with prayer. Our God, Lord, we thank you for your protection and for our gathering here today. O Lord, you are the light of the world and our glory. We believe you know our names and our every thought. You always hear our call, and you never leave us wherever we go. We give thanks to you with our whole heart. Father God, we are here to worship and praise. Let the words that come out of our mouths reflect your love and grace. In Jesus' name we pray.
Glorious to heaven above. In me. infinite grace, somehow your judgment and your grace are not opposites, but expressions of the same surprising reality that you always seek to save, to restore, and to renew, that your forgiveness and your commandments together offer us a way to be fully alive. Thank you, Jesus. Let us join together in our call to worship. Offer yourselves as gifts to God this day.
We offer God our prayers, presence, gifts, time, witness, and service.
Offer your lives as gifts to God throughout the week.
We offer our lives to the one who gives us life.
Offer your ministry as gifts to God's world today as we go out in service.
We offer our ministry in service to Christ.
Offer yourself as gifts to God.
We offer God our prayers, presence, gifts, time, witness, and service.
Thanks be to God. Now it's your turn to sing out hymn When Morning Gilds the Skies. It's in the red hymnal if you would like to look at the hymnal.
Morning gilds the sky.
come together, let us just take a moment. I invite you to sit back and close your eyes. Take in a deep breath, and as you let this breath out, send with it all the stress in your hands and your neck and your shoulders, your physical body. Let the stress go. So you can take a second, even deeper breath. And as you let this breath out, send with it all of the to-dos and the what-ifs, the concerns. Let them all go. So you can take a third deep breath. As you let out this breath, become fully present here with the Lord. Please join me in the unison prayer. We follow you, Jesus, today as we worship in words of love and devotion and song and spoken, and all we need.
Many people have appeared. This makes us all more certain that the end of the world is near. These against Christ people used to be members of our churches, but they never really belonged with us, or they would have stayed. When they left us, it proved that they were not one among us. But you are not like that, for the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you know the truth. So I am not writing to you as one of those who needs to know the truth, but I warn you as those who can discern the difference between true and false. And who is the greatest liar? The one who says that Jesus is not Christ? Such a person is Antichrist, for he does not believe in God, the Father, and in his Son. For a person who doesn't believe in Christ, God's Son, can't have God the Father either. But he who has Christ, God's Son, has God the Father also. So keep on believing what you have been taught from the beginning. If you do, you will always be close in friendship with both God, the Father, and his Son.
Thank you. So while we're talking, we're going to talk about, obviously we're here at church to hear about
Jesus.
Oh, everybody wants to.
Who knew? So we're here to talk about Jesus and God, right? Now, what did Jesus do again?
He helped us. How did he help?
He forgot. All right. Yeah, he died on the cross. That was help. All right, well, he also told us about God, right? And to be kind to others and to do good things, right? I mean, he was educating us about the Word of God. Now, did he do this by himself? What do you think? You think he walked around all by himself saying, hey, everybody, got something to tell you about. I got the same God, do good? What do you mean, no?
He died on the cross.
Yeah, but how do we know he died on the cross? Like, who talked about it? Like,
God?
And maybe some other people, like, have you heard of the apostles? Like, there was, Judas is the one who gets the most popularity. Not for the best reason, but because that's kind of the reason why he died on the cross, because Judas told the Romans where to find him. But there was also Matthew, there was James, there was Bartholomew, there was Peter, there was another James, there's a Jude, there's a Timothy. There was 12 that you hear most about, but I think at one time they almost had 70. Or back and forth, people going back and forth. So, do these apostles, who do you know who they were? They were regular people like us. And Jesus said, hey, I need to spread this message. Will you help me? What would you do if Jesus asked you that? You'd say yes. I'm Jesus. I need your help. I need to help people and tell them about God and help others. Will you help me? Will you help me? Will you help me? Will you help me? Okay, to do that, you need to give up everything. So that candy that you have, go give it away. Go give it away. If you're truly here to help me out, give up your possessions. Thank you, God, for all these blessings and for your teachings and for us to learn what you need to teach and to spread kindness and love. And thank you and bless us. Amen. You can go.
Sarah's waiting for you. You want to go down to the kids' quest? Good job. You made us all watch candy.
I need prayer because I have bad thoughts and I don't want to lose Jesus.
church. All right, other joys, concerns. We need to be with everyone here in Tennessee with the shooting this morning. And I left early this morning at a Waffle House. 4 people are dead. Somebody just came in with a gun and started shooting.
Good morning. Today is Earth Day, and I'd like to have us all remember the very insightful lay sermons that we received from a longtime member of Woodland and Hope Church, George Starr. There were some very interesting lectures that he gave. In today's DNT, there's a whole opinion page on the environment, and one really good article from the director of the Large Lake Observatory. And I suggest that you all take it and read that this evening.
Thank you. Other joys or concerns?
My daughter Ann has a friend up from Texas who came up to see a man whom they both know real well. Who may be dying. He probably will die sooner. He's got cancer. But so that's a sad thing. We pray for him and his wife, Nancy.
What's his name?
I'm trying to think of it.
Okay.
He's a classical guitarist. And but the joy is that Anna and Bubba, that's her name, are preparing food for them. Two dishes. That is korma, which is an Indian dish. So that's really lovely, too, the generosity and love of people.
All right.
I'm just grateful for the gift of music. And thank you, Corrine. Praise band, it's beautiful.
All right.
And our team.
Y'all have as well. Other joys or concerns? I want to thank you all for your support and cards and prayers and even got some food. I had my surgery on Monday, and as you can see, I'm here. So it must have gone pretty well. So I get 2 weeks to heal, and then we'll see if I'm about starting radiation. So, but thank you all for your prayers. Yeah, I know, right? Well, let's prayer for no chemo. That's still the prayer. And I have a special joy for, I hope it's a joy, for the people from Lester Park and for the people at Hope. As you know, we've had a Bible up here that the skylight rained down on, and we couldn't open it anymore and take the pages. I was with the group on Wednesday when we went over to decommission Lester Park Church. And I have brought the Lester Park Bible. And so it will now be continue on the Hope altar. So it is a joy for us to have God's word from Lester Park as well as God's people. So let us now be in a time of silent prayer. Shepherd and Lamb, you have given your life for us so that we might have life. And you are the one who protects us and saves us. Keep us from the evil in the world by helping us to take up the call of justice. May we look to restore and heal what has been broken and scattered. May we help one another through the valleys of shadows in our lives. We ask, Lord, that you hear our prayers, spoken and unspoken, and as we lift up our concerns and also the wonders of this life. We ask you to be with all who grieve this day for the losses in their lives, all who are dealing with medical and mental issues. Put your comforting, healing hand upon them. And help us, Lord, to reach out to those who cannot see you through the darkness, so that they may come into the light. May we know most of all, Lord, that we are not alone, and that we are called to help shepherd one another in this life. We ask all of this in your name, Christ Jesus, as we pray the prayer you taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. committed to those flocks. That was their entire life. And that part of it was that they, if they lost a sheep, they'd be in real trouble. But, what's up, Muriel?
Thank you.
Lord, and we thank you for this day and all of the resources we possess. We ask you to take these offerings and use them as we continue to build your kingdom in your name. Amen. Please be seated. All right, we've got some announcements. Since our quilters aren't around, I will announce a couple of things. Number one, you guys all have to be here next week because we're celebrating college graduates next week. Number two, Saturday is the fabric sale and it is also the book sale. So 9-1, fabric sale and book sale. I need help setting up the book sale on Friday. Anyone who would like to do that? I know you're all dying to. And also working on Saturday. Whenever you tell me you're coming, I'll be here. It's kind of an all-day thing. Usually the morning is better, but whatever. What else? What else do we need to? Robin, you want
to? As you see in our decks, we've been collecting shoes. So please bring in your gently used or new shoes, and we will pick them, any size, boots, whatever you have, children's shoes, and we'll be going to Haiti and Guatemala, and we'll be back for the whole month of May. Thank you.
All right, who else has announcements? Beth.
First of all, I hope everyone will come downstairs and join us for fellowship after service today, and I would like the people who are here who helped me with the chum dinner to stand up. Okay. We had quite a few people when we walked in. It was just full down there, and I was worried that we wouldn't have enough food, but we didn't have enough food. Everyone was happy. I have such fun doing this that you have no idea. So if you ever want to help with the chum dinner, let me know. Okay, and I had one more, but I can't remember it.
That's how it rolls around here.
Yeah, I guess so.
You can raise your hand again if you're
okay.
Any other announcements?
His name was Jack.
Jack. Jack is what we're supposed to be praying for. All right. See, it comes eventually.
There's a choir concert at 3 o'clock at Weber Music Hall today. And also, a friend of mine, Will Brueggemann, his recital is tonight at 7:30 if you want to hear some original music at Weber Music Hall.
All right. Thank you. All right. Also, I want to invite, especially for our Lester Park folks, but anyone who would like to just spend a little bit of time figuring out this church and asking some questions, Rob and Mary West are, stand up. We'll be your tour guides after worship today, if you'd like, and I don't know whether you'll stop first or last at coffee time, but we will not miss that. Yeah, but come and meet them if you want to. Just have a tour. I'm going to go home because I reached the end of my time. All right. Any other announcements? All right. And because it is Earth Day, I would like to remind us of the wonderful creation, and thankfully it is a beautiful day out finally, where spring. Hope does spring eternal, that spring will come. But let us pray an Earth Day prayer. Please pray with me. We give you thanks, gracious God, for nature, for the beauty of earth and sea and sky, for the richness of mountains, plains, and rivers, for the songs of birds and the loveliness of flowers. We praise you for those good gifts and pray that we may safeguard them for posterity. Grant that we may continue to grow in our grateful enjoyment of your beauty that surrounds us, Lord, and to remember you have made us fellow workers in your creation to the honor and glory of your name, now and forever. Amen. And if you stand and join in our final hymn, it's For the Beauty of the Earth.
We're doing verses 1 and 4.
I didn't have to say all of them.
Yeah, I'm doing it.